Welcome once again, friends, to another broadcast of Sold Out for Jesus. This is Pastor Paul Tabano of Harvest Church in Clifton Park, New York, and I'm so glad you have decided to share this time with us. I pray today's program will be life-changing as you listen to the uncompromised Word of God. Now let's join a service already in progress.
Praise God. I've entitled this as The Power of Persistence. Say persistence. The definition of persistence in the dictionary is to be obstinately repetitious. Sometimes our children think we are obstinately repetitious. Make your bed, make your bed, make your bed, clean your room, make your bed, clean your room. Get up, go to church, come to church, go to church. Speaking the word over them. Obstinately repetitious. It's a good thing in the spirit. It means to be insistent. It means to be tenacious. It means to hold firmly despite the obstacle or setback. I love that Paul White always says a setback is a chance for a setup. Can you say amen? It means to be refusing to give up and let go. How many of you are persistent? Everybody lift your hand. How many of you are persistent? How many of you will be persistent from here on out? The power of persistence. There's power in tenacity. There's power in insisting. We're not insisting God and ordering him around. We're putting a demand on the word of God. And we're pressing in hard with the word of God. And we're taking our stand of faith, obstinately persistent, no matter what happens, no matter how long it takes, no matter what it seems like, we are going to stay in faith in the word and believe God. If we're going to die doing it, we're going to persist. Can you say amen? Turn your Bible over to 2 Corinthians 4, 8, and 9. 2 Corinthians 4, 8, and 9. We are hedged in and pressed on every side, troubled, oppressed in every way, but not cramped or crushed. How can you be pressed on every side in every way and not be cramped or crushed? Because the power of God resides on the inside of us and pushes back. Can you say amen? We suffer embarrassments. We are perplexed, unable to find a way out, but not driven to despair. How can we do that? By the power and the anointing of God that's on the inside of us. Can you say amen? We are pursued, persecuted, hard-driven, but we're not regular people. See, when the world is perplexed, when the world is crushed, when the world is betrayed, when non-believers that have never prayed and asked the Lord into their heart are hit with these things, they are crushed. Living the life of faith and walking with Christ does not exempt us from these things. We live a real life. Can you say amen? But the difference is we have a big God who lives on the inside of us that promised to be with us to the ends of the earth. We are pursued, persecuted, hard driven, but not deserted to stand alone. We are struck down to the ground, but never struck out and destroyed. Can you say amen? The difference in there is who we are and who we serve and whose we are and what he's promised in his word for us. Say this with me. I will triumph through Christ my Lord. We're going to say it again. I will triumph through Christ my Lord. That's the difference. That's the but there. Can you say amen? And the subject is the power of persistence. There's no success without persistence. The faith road is not a road of instant gratification. We're walking it out. It's a journey, day by day, hour by hour. There comes a time in every person's life when quitting looks good. Can you say amen? How many of you experienced those days? The problems just seem unsurmountable, and I've experienced, and I'm sure you have too, is things come in waves. It's not one thing, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. It's just, it seems like wave upon wave upon wave of attack. But We will see wave upon wave upon wave upon wave of great and mighty miracles if we persist and don't quit. Shout to the Lord right now. Giants seem unbeatable and the mountains seem unmovable and the defeat seems inescapable, but we don't live by those things. We live by faith and we are persistent. Everywhere in the Word where you see the word endure or endurance, it says in Revelation, those that endure to the end shall be saved. Where you see endure, you can translate it to persistence or to persist. It's the same Greek word. But this is what the Lord spoke to me. Persistence. We're going to persist. We're going to keep running. We're going to keep going. We're going to keep speaking. We're going to keep confessing. We're going to keep loving. We're going to keep forgiving. We're going to keep hoping. And we're going to keep an expectancy. Can you say amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Turn over to Hebrews 12:2. The anointing is in this place. The angels are in this place. The angels are with you driving in your car, sir, if you're listening to this on radio. And breakthrough is coming to your house. And you've been crying and saying, God, I've been a good man. I've been a godly man. I've been a man of integrity. I've been a man of the word. What happened here? God's about to break through, sir. Hang on. Persist. Let's all say persist.
Persist.
Say it louder.
Persist.
Hebrews 12:2. Looking away from all that distracts to Jesus. Everything in life can be a distraction. It'll distract you right out of what God has for you. We are this close to breakthrough in some areas where we haven't seen it yet, and the enemy is pushing hard to get us off our mark. Looking away from all that will distract to Jesus, who is the leader and the source of our faith, giving the first incentive for our belief, and is always its finisher, bringing it to maturity and perfection. Say, if I persist, who for the joy of obtaining the prize that was set before him, endured the cross, despising and ignoring the shame, and is now seated at the right hand of the throne of God. If we're going to succeed in life, we have to learn the power of persistence. What is that? My definition of persistence is put one foot in front of the other and keep on going. Put your eyebrows up, put a smile on your face, get yourself straight and keep walking. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. And there's a lot to be said for that. The faith walk doesn't consist of what we like to do. It consists of what we must do. Persistence doesn't consist of what we like to do. It consists of what we must do. And right now in this room and even in those that are listening, God's doing an emotional, I keep hearing it in my spirit, and Pastor prophesied it, an emotional turnaround, an emotional healing on the inside, an emotional healing. The enemy wants to wound, he wants to hurt. We're way past the sin stage. We're way past the running around and cheating stage. We're way past the drinking stage. We're way past the popping a pill stage. And so the enemy isn't an idiot. He knows we are way past that. So what does he want to do? He wants to come along and hit us with a sword of hurt and wound and then pull it out the other way and have us walking around wounded. Yeah, we're believers. Yes, we're saying the word. Yes, we're confessing the word. But we're wounded and hurt on the inside. And we don't want to tell anybody how bad we're hurting. God's here to fix it. Right now, in this room and in those that are hearing, listening, emotional breakthrough. Hallelujah. Turn over to Hebrews 10, a couple of pages back. 10:23. We're talking about persisting. So let us seize, Amplified says, and hold fast. Persist. Retain without wavering the hope. Say hope. That we cherish and we confess and our acknowledgement of it. For he, who's he? Jesus Christ, God, our Father, who promised, is reliable, sure, and faithful to his word. A couple of Christmases ago, on Christmas morning, 3 or 4 in the morning, I sat in a chair in my house and looked out the window, and for 4 or 5 or 6 hours, I lost track. I don't even know how long. I sat in that chair and I said, God, you promised. God, you promised. God, you promised. Over and over and over. Why? Because I wanted to faint and quit and give up. Because the night before, I was laying on my floor in my entrance hall, weeping and sobbing and saying, I am gonna quit. But, say but, God, who is reliable and faithful, came through, turned it around, hallelujah, broke the cycle, reversed it, brought us suddenly by that same day on Christmas Day. Say hallelujah. Don't quit, give up, faint, and run. Stay on your mark. Look at Hebrews 10:35, same chapter, just drop down. Do not therefore fling away your fearless confidence. That's persistence. Say persist. For it carries a great and glorious compensation of reward. For you have need of steadfast patience and endurance. Some translations say persistence there. So that you may perform and fully accomplish the will of God and thus receive and carry away and enjoy to the full what is promised. How do we get there? Thank you. Say this. Nothing great will ever come without the power of persistence. There's nothing half-hearted about persistence. You either love me or you hate me. That's just the way people are with me. There seems to be no gray area. I'm either hated or loved, but I'm persistent. And persistence is bold. It's daring. It's fearless. It never hesitates. I'm persistent. Are you persistent? Bold, daring, fearless, never hesitates. You cannot live by faith and walk by faith and be obedient to God if you hesitate. I've learned that. People ask me, how do you know when the Holy Spirit tells you something to do it right then? I describe it like this. Getting on a high diving board, holding your nose and jumping in. Right then and there. And somewhere between the board and the water, God comes through and catches you. Hallelujah. That's how we have to live. Life on the edge by faith, obeying God. It's time to put down all the junk and all the childish stuff. And when God speaks to us, not to sit there anymore and wonder, is it God? Is it the devil? Is it the Russians? Is it the Germans? Is it? Come on now. Obey. God has spoken to us over and over again in the market, in the bank, in the office, in the here, in the there. I was exercising and the Lord said to me, go pray for that lady in a wheelchair, and I didn't do it. Because I said, is it God? Is it me? Is it? And who knows what would have happened. I'm just telling you the truth this morning. It's time to stop that stuff and get on for God. Can you say amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Just close your eyes right now. Just lift your hands. Hallelujah. And if you're listening and you're able, do the same. In Jesus' name, I decree to you today, and I want you to say this, I will press on. I will persist. I will try again. I will fight back. I will win in Jesus' name. Now come on, give him a shout of thanksgiving and praise. Hallelujah.
We hope you were blessed by today's broadcast of Sold Out for Jesus. Harvest Church invites you to join us for special evening services with evangelist Ted Shuttlesworth. Ted Shuttlesworth has been ministering throughout the United States for over 40 years, winning countless souls for Christ and moving in God's miracle-working power. These special services will be held Sunday, November 6th through Wednesday, November 9th at 7 p.m. For more information on this event or to listen to today's message again, you can find us at soldoutforjesus.com. That's soldoutforjesus.com.